This is Triple J. Friday afternoon rolls around, always on time, and it's that time. Yeah. It's that time. Taku's up in the spot. Went over, me and my group of friends are getting wasted together, and my man Red Aiken is about to do the splits. We start chanting, it's that time. It's a really exciting time. So that's why I put it here, because this is exciting. Taku, I've been waiting for this day for a long time. I've been following you and everything you do for quite a minute. It's fair to say you've introduced me to more trill hi-hats than any other producer.
That's my aim, essentially. That's my tagline on my Facebook.
Have you set a record yet?
I think all up out of the songs I've made, I've hit about close to 10,000 hi-hats. So,
oh wow,
hate me or love me. Hi-hat enthusiasts.
Hi-hats enthusiasts across the globe have been rejoicing in what you've been doing lately. And is there anyone you won't remix?
Is that a go at me or?
No, definitely not.
All right, well, no, I guess like when I remix something, I just got to like the song. So I'm pretty much open as long as the song kind of speaks to me and it lacks hi-hats of any sort. And I'll go in there and add some.
It's definitely a testament to, the amount of people that are liking what you do, because there's just such a vast variety of people that you are remixing. I mean, just looking at a fair few of them, JMSN, Ginger and the Ghost, Flume, Justin Timberlake, the Presets, there's TZU. It's pretty remarkable, the catalogue that you've got already, but also your own personal productions. They're nailing it at the moment. Didn't 50 Days for Dilla get pressed to vinyl on Stones Throw recently?
Yeah, well, the funny thing with 50 Days for Dilla is that we did a press and it sold out within a couple of hours. Like the site crashed, and then Peanut Butter Wolf got his hands on some. So there's a possibility of like a Stones Throw thing, but I'm just happy he's a fan of that.
And I've rarely come across a more generous producer. Regularly, you'll just give out your entire catalog for free. Do you ever kind of go like, ooh?
All the time I'm like, oh, I pull at the collar, I'm like, oh. But it's like, I as a consumer myself, like when I was listening to music, and I still do, I love free stuff. Everyone does. And I feel like we live in an age now where, we should be given a freebie every now and then, because without them, without the people that listen to me, I'd be nothing. So.
What else do you want to
do? I don't know, zero carbs. I talk about haircuts a lot, so.
Actually, you do keep yourself pretty prim and proper up top. How often are you going?
I'm obsessed. Like, it started off as like something that I'd get just because you had to get a haircut. And then, I don't know, it's something about going to a barbershop and getting cleaned up it's like about 7 to 9 days now.
Wow, because Lockie Macara, the music news producer here, he's going about once every fortnight. He sneaks off on a lunchtime, comes back, he's got a
really?
New crisp cut.
Oh, he does it during work.
Yeah, but you, so it's 7 to 9 days.
See, I've tried that, but people can tell where you've been. Like, it's like, you look too clean, mate. It's like, what? Nah. My hair's always looked like this.
So you just sneak out in the night before it can even have a chance of growing back.
Exactly.
Have a guy brush your hair, it's gone again.
Yeah, no, but it's a good feeling. So if you can get your hair cut every 7 days, I'd recommend it.
Should I be doing something like that? Because I probably wait off till, I don't know, just till it's uncontrollably annoying.
But you got that vibe, Louis. You got that free spirit kind of vibe about you.
I'm a lion. Yeah. Got that untamed.
I mean, if I could grow hair like yourself, but see, I've got half Asian hair, so it kind of sits very limp and I look like a wet dog sometimes. But I need to keep it prim and proper, otherwise, I wouldn't look like the Taku you know.
Oh, wow. I feel like I've learned a whole bunch about you, and we're going to get stuck into a 20-minute mix with the man himself. What are we going to delve into?
So I'm going to add some exclusives in here, but also just stuff that I'm feeling, and you'll recognize some stuff that I might have played in some sets, but just a culmination of, things I'm feeling right now.
Excellent. And here we are. This is the Friday Mix on Triple J with Taku.
I'm tired of arguing, girl. 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 I'm tired, baby.
We'll be right back. what me and you put on a stage show. In the mall, kids ask how they chain glow. Went to her, they say, wow, it's the same glow. Went to me, I say, yeah, it's the same dough. We the same type, you my A-Life. Yeah. You had me sleeping in the same bed, A-Night.
Gonna rock with me, you deserving the best. Take a few shots, let it burn in your chest. We could ride around, pumping nerd in the deck. Funny how a few words turned into lane number three, point called brain. Mom took a hand, made me swerve in the lane. The name malicious, and I burn every track. Clips in J. Timberlake, now how heavy is that?
DJ.
Check it out.
Taku, live on the Friday mix for the past 20 minutes has just taken over and it has been out of control. The texts followed through too many to read out. I'll get to some of them in a sec. But Taku, you've got to bounce right now. Thank you very much for coming up to the spot.
Thanks for having me, man.
What have you got on at the moment? Do you have many releases coming up or any shows where we can relive that?
So on the show front, it's a bit quiet at the moment, guys. But hey, release-wise, I'm always chucking them out. But,
yeah, absolutely.
Something to talk about, which will be dropping at the end of this year, say September, October, is a special little release I'm doing with Fool's Gold. So that's A-Track's label. So that's going to be a really, really cool release. It's going to be a little bit different to what you're normally used to, but still on that Taku vibe and then kind of stepping into the album.
I like that you're messing around with Fool's Gold at the moment. That's a nice scene you've got creeping into.
Like it's a good group of people to be involved with.
Taku, thank you so much for coming up to the spot. I'm looking forward to the new releases and take care.
Thanks, man.